Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, glad you're with us. It is Election Day in the great country of the United States of America, but I'm just watching a report on Fox News. By the way, Pennsylvania voters cast ballots in high-stake races. That literally, they said in Arizona that we can believe that we'll have 99% of the vote counted by Friday. Today is Tuesday. All of these other states have the ability to go out there and actually count the votes, and we know the results tonight. Why can't these other states? Now, it gets even more bizarre out there. Is Carrie Lake coming on? I just texted her.
We are working on it, boss.
Okay, so now this just broke. This is the Washington Post, hardly the vast right-wing conspiracy network. Quote, problems with voting machines in Arizona's Maricopa County trigger unfounded fraud claims. What do you mean unfounded? You know, how do we know anything right now to make any definitive conclusion? You don't know. Anyway, so if I don't know what verb you're talking about. Oh, OK. Well, Carrie Lake is on the line. OK, so she's out there saying today, Carrie Lake had to go to a different polling place than normal because, you know, and she says, by the way, there's got to be a coming to Jesus for elections here in Arizona. And she said that, you know, we're going to encourage people to stay in line. We're going to vote. We're going to stay in line. The people of Arizona would walk over hot coals and broken glass to vote today. And I know they can't stand in line for a couple of hours if they have to, but I know they'll stand in line for 8 hours if they have to. And they will vote. And my message to the people of Arizona is do not get out of line until you have cast your vote. Don't get out of line until you cast your vote. These things are looking very good for us. Now, they may be trying to slow a red tsunami, but it's coming. And we're going to take back Arizona. And I know the people are out there voting. But anyway, she apparently had trouble out in Arizona. This is where the Washington Post article comes in. Now, their headline is misleading. Problems with voting machines in Arizona's Maricopa County trigger unfounded fraud claims. Okay, that's not the point. This is the United States of America. And if we're having problems on voting day and you say it's unfounded claims, you have made a definitive statement that you don't know what's going on out there. That's the point. Nobody knows. I certainly don't know. All we know is that they are admitting. I'll read verbatim from the Washington Post. Problems with machines at some voting locations in Maricopa County, home to more than half of Arizona's voters, have become grist for prominent right-wing voices who deny the legitimacy of the 2020 election to claim without evidence that Tuesday's vote was also fraudulent. Why is it unreasonable to expect that when you go to vote, that you're not going to have problems such as this? How is it all these other states are able to handle elections and give us results the day of? Why are we being told that 99% of the vote will be counted by Friday and today is Tuesday? Anyway, they're pointing out, then I'll go back to the Washington Post. Tabulators at about 20% of the 223 voting locations in the county were experiencing problems, county officials told the Washington Post. Election officials were fixing the problems, advised voters to either wait for tabulators to come back online or go to another voting location or to drop ballots in secure slots. And ballots dropped in the slots are counted either at the end of the day or in the coming days at the county's tabulation center in downtown Phoenix. County officials stressed that no one was being prevented from voting, no one's ballot has been mishandled, and they have said for weeks the ballot counting could take as many as 12 days. Why does it take 12 days out there? Anyway, Maricopa County Elections Department is their blue check mark. Advice for voters, if a tabulator is not working at your site, you could still vote. You have the option to cast your ballot and place it into a secure ballot box. The poll workers on site at voting locations are best equipped to help you ensure that your ballot is cast. Anyway, it says, you know, here we go. Why are we having problems? Why is this so complicated? Why is it not complicated in most other states? Why? There's no reason for this with the United States of America. And I'll tell you where we need to be headed now. And also out in Arizona, we brought this issue up in recent days. You have Carrie Lake is going up against the Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, also the Democratic nominee for governor. And she has been asked, and others have recommended, previous AGs out in Arizona, that she recuse herself because as the Secretary of State currently, running for governor currently, there's an obvious conflict of interest, and she's been repeatedly asked to recuse herself, and she's not. This is not complicated. And I'll tell you where we need to end up with all of this. It's simple. Make Election Day a national holiday. Make it a national holiday. People that are older, infirmed, whatever, they can offer reasons to get an absentee ballot. If you're going to be traveling, if you're going to be out of your state, out of town, you can't make it, you should be able to have an absentee ballot. You want to participate in democracy. Everybody else, every able-bodied man, woman, and child should get a paper ballot on Election Day, fill it out. Every state has the same system. It has to be adopted constitutionally by the states. And then at the end of the voting period, you have partisan observers watching the voting, partisan observers watching the vote count, and then you add up the ballots that night and you give a result. It's that simple. You need voter ID, you need signature verification, you need updated voter rolls, you need chain of custody controls, and partisan observers watching the count and partisan observers watching the vote in every precinct, and then you will end your problem. And the good news is everybody will have confidence in the results. And if you don't like it that you lost, too bad. If you don't like it, if you won and you're happy, you know that you won honestly. I mean, they're raising these questions. Now, let me give you another example. And this is in the great state of Pennsylvania. Now, the Washington Post also reports that election officials in key states are warning that results may not be known for days. Officials in a handful of closely contested states are warning that the winners of these tight races may not be known on election night. Well, we're now being told 99% of the vote in Arizona is not going to be until Friday. In Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, election officials there are now saying that in recent days they have preemptively called for patience, acknowledging that some of the factors that bogged down the process in 2020 remain unresolved 2 years later. In some cases, partisan disagreement blocked, quote, fixes. So they're blaming it on the legislatures. We'll see what happens there. All right, we got more information. This is from some people on the ground, I guess, in Maricopa County. The Center Square is reporting within an hour of the polls opening, poll watchers were reporting issues with voting tabulators not working properly. In Maricopa County, election officials are able to read ballots, albeit at slower paces. We've got about 20% of the locations where there is an issue with the tabulator where some people are having who have voted with them and try to run through the tabulator and they're not going through. Now, that has caused apparently Carrie Lake move from her voting site, where she's supposed to go, to another voting site. Why should any voter have to go through that hassle? You would think that we, you know, we're a pretty smart country. We send people to the moon. We did that in the 60s.
To be clear, she said, I went to a more liberal area.
You did say that, yeah.
Where there was no issue. And it seems to be that in other counties where there might be a larger Republican constituency, then the issue is coming up more regularly.
So every other state, so we're reading from the Washington Post, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, we might not know the results in those states. Now, my question is, if every other state can tabulate it, why can't they? Why don't we, you know, why do we have to wait till Friday or Thursday or next week or the week after? This does not need to be complicated. This is pretty simple stuff. It's not like sending people to the moon. It's not as complicated as that. And doing it successfully, and not only landing on the moon, but then coming home and landing safely. So we have in Pennsylvania now an issue that has evolved. John Fetterman, before the election even started, didn't like the fact that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled last week. We told you about this ruling, that election officials in Pennsylvania can't count undated ballots because that would be in violation of the state's election regulations, which makes those ballots illegal. So the campaign, late last night, an 11th-hour lawsuit to try and overturn the high court. John Fetterman's campaign filed the lawsuit, and in comes Mark Elias. You might remember that name. Anyway, against Pennsylvania election officials demanding that undated, misstated absentee ballots be counted in the midterms. Now, whether you agree or disagree with the rules is irrelevant to me. The rules are what the rules are. And the rules, the law is what the law is. And if we're going to have free and fair elections and we're going to have integrity, you got to follow the law. You got to follow your constitution, your state constitution. Anyway, the decision to sue the Pennsylvania Board of Elections comes nearly a week after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ordered the board to refrain from counting any absentee and mail-in ballots received for today's general election that are undated or incorrectly dated envelopes. The court also ordered that all misdated, undated ballots be taken out of the mix, preserved by the County Board of Elections, because it was evenly divided on the issue of whether failing to count those ballots was a constitutional violation. Pennsylvania requires all voters who submit ballots to mail by mail to fill out date and sign a declaration on the envelope in which the ballot is placed. Oh, so let's sue to, you know, last minute, you know, when nobody's paying attention on the eve of the election. Now, in Pennsylvania, there was a report earlier in the week that 3,400 undated ballots had already been disqualified in Pennsylvania. That was on fake news CNN. Election official, heavily Democratic Philadelphia, said Monday, 3,400 mail-in ballots are at risk of being rejected because of incorrect information, missing dates, or missing secrecy envelopes. Now, if they really didn't like this provision of the law, they had time, ample time, to go to the state legislature, bring this up. They had ample time to go to the courts, but no, they wait to the last minute. So despite the Supreme Court ruling to the contrary, Pennsylvania Democrats are now allowing voters to revise their undated ballots. Because in spite of that ruling last week, court in Pennsylvania ruling against the GOP now on a late Monday when it decided election officials can continue to notify voters of what they call a fix if you need to with your ballot. Again, what are we doing here? Why is it impossible, seemingly, for people to do the simplest thing? And I'll tell you, the only solution that I can think of at this point is make Election Day a national holiday, have provisions that people that are sick, elderly, can't leave their homes, that want to vote and participate, we make concessions to them that they'd be able to apply for an absentee ballot. People that are going to be out of town, they can apply for an absentee ballot. And then everybody else goes in, votes on Election Day, paper ballots, and you have a winner at the end of the night. Is that really that much to ask from the United States of America? I don't think it's that much to
make
ask.
Make Election Day great again.
Yeah, make Election Day.
We can do it.
We can do it. We can make Election Day great again.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, Just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, as we roll along, it's Election Day in America. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, look at this last minute. Mark Elias, Democratic lawyer, you know, by the way, himself involved in the Russia collusion hoax. Breitbart piece out today, and who pushed for vote by mail in the 2020 election, gloating yesterday that Republicans were being destroyed in court cases over the 2020 election process. Elias, primarily known for challenging election results in close races that Democrats win in cases where Republicans appear to win on Election Day. He's been pushing the vote by mail in 2020 and active in several lawsuits to liberalize voting rules today, according to Breitbart again. Now, I have the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision. It's right in front of me. It's, by the way, it's very short, not long. And it said that upon review of the briefs, et cetera, the petitioner's request for injunctive and declaratory relief is granted in part and denied in part. The Pennsylvania County Board of Elections are hereby ordered to refrain from counting any absentee mail-in ballots received for the November 8, 2022 election, general election, that are contained in undated or incorrectly dated outer envelopes. The court is evenly divided on the issue of whether failing to count such ballots violates 52 U.S.C. 10101A2B. And we hereby direct that the Pennsylvania County Board of Elections segregate and preserve any ballots contained in undated or incorrectly dated envelopes. You know what this all comes down to? Is Democrats very clearly, the law is unambiguous, just like the state constitution of Pennsylvania is unambiguous here. They want to change it to benefit them. They don't want people to have to meet the requirements and standards that their own legislature set out and their constitution set out.
Keeping Uncle Sam accountable to you every day. Hannity is on.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, ask yourself why it is the Democratic Party doesn't want voter ID. You need an ID for everything else in life. If you buy a beer, you need an ID. Buy a bottle of wine, you need an ID. Buy alcohol, you need an ID. I would imagine, Linda, probably all these weed shops that people support, you probably need an ID if you're going to buy, you know, weed, whatever store legal in whatever legalized state it's in, right?
I mean, I would assume so. The good thing is you'll be so high you wouldn't know the difference anyway. So, you could say Scooby-Doo. They'd say, great, here you go. Here's your weed.
Want to see your congressman or woman? You need a voter ID. Why did Democrats not want voter ID? Because the only reason I can think of is for nefarious purposes. Why is it that the state Supreme Court makes a ruling in Pennsylvania about the need to follow the law? All they ask for are those ballots, mail-in ballots, that are not dated, that are not signed, be put aside, and a decision would be forthcoming later. And last minute in comes, you know, the Democrats and Fetterman, the trust fund brat in a hoodie, and I want to challenge that law. Why didn't you challenge it in the weeks leading up to it? Why didn't you challenge it after the Supreme Court decision? Had plenty of time to challenge it. But, of course, now we're going to create chaos. Then you got this whole issue going on out in the state of Arizona, and I can't even believe that even the Washington Post is looking at this. You can tell they want to tie it to election denial. It's not about election denial. It's about, okay, what, can we get to the bottom of why this is happening to 20% of the voting locations out in Maricopa County, by far the largest county, as everybody recalls, in the 2020 election? Is it really wrong that, you know, if we have 40 plus of our states that are able to run elections smoothly with results given the night of the election, why do we have to be told from Pennsylvania, Arizona, other places, well, we'll probably have 99% of the vote on Friday? Today is Tuesday. If 40 states can do it, 40 plus states can do it day of, why can't they? Why is that? Well, why don't you want simple voter integrity measures? Why are you against voter ID? Why are you against signature verification? That, in other words, you have a database, people's signature, and you affirm that you are who you say that you are. Here's my license. Just like you need a license to buy a Juul pod or a pack of cigarettes, for crying out loud. I know, I would urge everybody not to smoke. If you want to buy a cigar, okay, you need an ID. You can't be under the age of, I think, 21. You need it for every, you want to see a congressman, want to see a senator, you need ID. It's that simple. You know, why would you be against that? Why would you be against updating the voter rolls every election year? Somebody give me a reasonable, rational explanation for this. Why is it that Democrats so quickly charge that Republicans somehow nefariously want to disenfranchise votes? I don't want to disenfranchise votes. I want voter integrity. I want to have confidence in the results, and I'd like to know on election night. I'm impatient by nature, but I don't think it's such a heavy lift because we have 40 plus states that already do it the right way. They don't have these questions. How did we get to election day and 20% of the tabulators, I don't even know what a tabulator is, to be very honest with you, aren't loading? Why is it that you have these last minute lawsuits to go against the Supreme Court decision that had happened, you know, days and days earlier? Why wouldn't you challenge it immediately if you really felt that this was unfair? You know, why is it it's okay in 2020 not to have partisan observers, as the law requires in many states, observe the vote counting up close, start to finish? In 2020, because of, quote, COVID, they were, what, 1,000 feet away, 100 feet away, 20 feet away, 6 feet away? You can't see anything from 6 feet away. You can't see a ballot from 6 feet away. It's almost impossible. You know, why didn't you make accommodations so that the law would be followed instead of just not doing it, not following it? If the state constitution in Pennsylvania allows for very limited instances in which people can vote by mail, how is it that rather than go through the more arduous process of a constitutional amendment, which would be the legal constitutional process to get there, why do you think it's okay for the state legislature to just decide that they know better than the state constitution and circumvent the process, which would require a constitutional amendment? If you don't like it, fix it. Follow the law. Follow the Constitution. Not that complicated. You know, what it does is, unfortunately, it takes away people's confidence. And all of it is so easily, it's easily resolved. And if you're a state that is having problems, the best thing you can do is look at the states that do it easily, that have results quickly, and duplicate their models so that, you know, people will have confidence in the results and they'll believe in the integrity of the election. And by the way, plenty of election deniers on the Democratic side, starting with Stacey Abrams on down. It's just a mess. I don't want an advantage in terms of voting. I want the American people to get the free, fair election result, whatever it may be. If my candidate wins, great. My candidate loses, that's fine. We'll live to fight another day. But shouldn't we know the night of, or at the latest in the morning? Now, if an election, if we had day of voting, paper ballots, with exceptions for those that are elderly, hospitalized, whatever, people can vote absentee. People are going to be out of town. They can vote absentee. You have to make those considerations. But people that want to participate in elections, make it a national holiday. Make them paper ballots. You have partisan observers at every single solitary location, so nothing nefarious happens. You have partisan observers watch the count, so nothing nefarious happens. So nobody has any doubt in their mind, and nobody could even raise a question about integrity because there wouldn't be any questions about integrity. And then we count the votes once the polls close. And you, if it's a close race, you count them again. And if it's really close, count them even a third time or a fourth time. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I know a lot of you are wondering, what are we going to expect today? I can't give you that answer. I can tell you that whatever state you're in, and I'm going to name every state that matters. You know, John Kennedy needs to be reelected, for example, in Louisiana. He's going to win, but I'm just saying, you need to vote for him. The same goes for Rand Paul in Kentucky. And the same goes for, you know, Chuck Grassley in Iowa and Marco Rubio in Florida. Don't take it for granted. Now, when you look at the states that are going to influence the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, they're all razor thin margins. If you're in Georgia, get out and vote for Herschel Walker. If you're in North Carolina, we need you to vote for Ted Budd. If you want to stop the Biden agenda. Now, let me just backtrack here. If you're happy with a 41-year high of inflation, then vote for the Democrat. If you're fine with record high gas prices and a shortage of diesel fuel, and you're fine to pay at least 30% more, maybe higher, for your heating bills this year, on top of the Biden inflation cost estimated now to $7,200 per household, then vote for the Democrats. If you're fine with 4.5 million illegal immigrants entering this country facilitated by Joe Biden and the radical Democrats, then vote for the Democrats. If you're okay with defund, dismantle, and no bail laws, vote for the Democrats. If you're okay with, you know, gender identity education, CRT education, and putting less emphasis on reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, then vote for the Democrats. But the states, if you look at Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire with General Don Bolduc, I hear that turnout in New Hampshire is through the roof. He absolutely can win. And if you look at, you know, these other races that we've been following, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, it's a 1-point race. Your vote's going to matter in Pennsylvania. Arizona, Blake Masters, it's going to matter in Arizona. And it's going to matter also in Nevada with Adam Laxalt. And then you can look at Tiffany Smiley. But then you can't forget J.D. Vance. We need him to win in Ohio. I think he will, but we need him to win. We need Ron Johnson to win also. These are important races. I'd love to see Patty Murray lose tonight. That would be great in the state of Washington. Can't guarantee it, but boy, what a race Tiffany Smiley has run. Lee Zeldin apparently has massive turnout in Long Island today, massive turnout in upstate New York today, very low turnout, I'm told, in the Bronx today, which is interesting. Manhattan might be a little bit outperforming for woke Democrats are out there to protect Hochul. But that could be made up with the rest of the state. We'll see, you know, at the end of the night. It's absolutely a long shot. But if you look at these Senate races, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, and Washington State, combined, less than 100,000 votes will determine the balance of power in the United States Senate. That's why your vote matters. Anyway, joining us now. Now, we have John McLaughlin is with us, as well as Matt Towery, our pollsters. Guys, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? Matt, what are you hearing? I know you're queued into Georgia. I hear some good things going on down there.
Well, hi, Sean. The turnout in Atlanta in particular is very interesting because it looks like in the traditional Democratic precinct, there's been very little activity. The turnout has been very light through the morning, through midday. Now, it's possible that it could tick up in the late afternoon. But early voting, as I've said before on the show, simply was not at the level that normally Democrats need to get in order to have a resounding win or even to get something into a runoff. So right now, with the turnout we have right now, I'm thinking Herschel Walker may well be at the edge of being able to pull this off without a runoff.
That's pretty fascinating. How do you see the from your vantage point, John McLaughlin, anecdotally, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing, by the way, I'm hearing the same thing from the Republican Senate Committee sources at in Georgia, that it's possible that they think Herschel could win without a runoff if the votes keeps coming. Republicans are coming out, Democrats are staying home, and I think Governor Kemp's people, I've gotten secondhand that Governor Kemp's people think the same thing. So that's very good. But we're also seeing around the country where Democrats are certainly not hitting their marks that they had in terms of early voting and absentees in many states around the country, whether it's these contested races. Florida, they're big trouble in Florida. But there's the same thing it appears that the Democrat turnout is down around the country and the Republicans are coming out. So and independents who will vote Republican are coming out. So I'm seeing, by the way, there's very good turnouts in Long Island for Lee Zeldin today. It also bodes well for the congressional races upstate for the Republicans, because we have probably the most contested races of any state since we won that redistricting case in New York. So the votes really, you know, your vote really matters. If you're in New York and you want to vote for Lee Zeldin for governor, if you want to vote for Republicans for Congress, your vote really matters, and it's going to make a difference today.
What's the result going to be? I'll ask you both. Run through these races: Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona, and Washington State. Matt, you go first. Go quick.
Georgia, Walker wins without a runoff in all probability. North Carolina goes Republican. Arizona is going to be iffy. Pennsylvania, I think Oz wins. Nevada is going to go Republican. Washington State likely stays Democrat. New Hampshire could be the upset of the day with the turnout that I'm hearing about. And if I miss anything, Sean, you can throw it back at me.
No, that's good. John McLaughlin.
By the way, I'm seeing the same things. I would be... I agree with most of what Matt just said here, but at the same time, you might get an outlier like Leora Levy winning in Connecticut, Bob Stefanowski winning for governor in Connecticut today. They're running strong, good turnout. And at the same thing, the vote by mail in Oregon and Washington for the Republicans, and Washington's important for the Senate race, seems to be that, it's good for the Republican, the actual makeup of the numbers that are coming in. But those are vote by mail states that it's important if they're going to be able to win that, and say maybe in Colorado. So it's we're cautiously optimistic that if these trends hold, we'll have a good night tonight.
Well, and to John's point, our last poll, Washington State had the race virtually even. So if he's correct about that, then we could have some real upsets tonight.
That would be the best case scenario ever. Anecdotally, I've checked in with a lot of people in New Hampshire. Turnout is very, very high, and most people believe that Bolduc is going to cross the finish line that I have spoken to. But that's anecdotally. Now, to everybody, what matters?
They had their heating oil delivered this week.
Yeah, exactly. And it's only going to get higher. And their natural gas prices, a minimum of a 30% increase, and a chance that the entire grid goes down in all of New England, meaning nobody will be able to heat their homes this winter. This is insanity. I got to roll. We'll have you guys back on later in the program. When we come back, Carrie Lake's going to tell us what the hell's going on in Maricopa County. We'll get to that. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.